Houston Texans making their way across the bridge, across Kirby to the NRG practice fields with more than 4,500 fans looking on for day one of training camp. Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans training camp today. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, the day we've been waiting for, we've been counting down, and boy, it lived up to the billing.
Patty, there's something about the energy of the first day of training camp. You had thousands of fans here really early when it was still dark, packing Merworth, waiting to get into the Houston Methodist Training Center, welcoming the Texans to 2014. But, of course, the players have been at it for a while. It's just, it's time. A couple of weeks to go before the first preseason game, and we see the Bill O'Brien era officially launch.
Well, some words to get you caught up from Bill O'Brien and some news and notes from the first practice session this morning in just a few minutes. But let's start with kind of what happened yesterday, and that, of course, the return of number 80, Andre Johnson.
Yeah, Patty, what a big lift for everybody. You know, I think the fans needed it as much as anything. They needed to know that Andre Johnson was definitely going to be part of this season. I really wasn't that worried. I figured he'd play at some point, but to have him in the building day one was a huge boost, and Andre was happy to be back. He knew his teammates were happy to see him as well.
Everybody was excited to see me. I was just as excited to see them as they were to see me. So, you know, it's the first time I've been away from my team, you know, as long as I have. So, you know, it was a little different, but, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, I'm here, I'm ready to work, ready to go.
I mean, we're all excited, you know, for, you know, Andre to be back. You know, he's definitely a big piece of this puzzle, you know, that we have here, you know, and you know, for us, we, you know, with all of us being here and, you know, working together, you know, definitely offensively and stuff, you know, it's a major thing for us to all be on the same page. So, you know, to have him here, you know, definitely a great thing.
So it's good to have him back, you know. Never really like to make too big of a deal out of it. He's a great football player, and we're very excited to have him on our team.
Well, of course, an understatement to say that everyone is happy that Andre Johnson back out here. But he was on the field today. We saw him catching a number of passes. But it wasn't just about Andre. Everyone's glad to be back out here on the field.
Patty, and, you know, let's start with Andre for a moment, because if you're Ryan Fitzpatrick, you're Case Keenum, Tom Savage, you're thrilled to see one of the best wide receivers in the league, maybe in the history of this game, out here at the Houston Methodist Training Center. But everybody back in action. Coach O'Brien said after practice that, you know, the intensity, the effort, that was all there. He wants to see better execution as they go. It's day number one. And, you know, typically for NFL teams early on in preseason practice, the defense is going to have the edge over the offense, because with defense, you're destroying something. Offense, you're creating something. There are a lot of moving parts. They all have to fit together. So they're going to work to get better, obviously, every single day on both sides of the football. But, you know, I really like the intensity. Yeah, you've read all the tweets and Facebook posts from fans talking about Bill O'Brien being so vocal, and he got all the fans excited. He was hard on his team today, wanted to see maximum effort, and it was really exciting to be a part of it.
You know, it was the first practice. You know, there are some good, some bad. These guys, first thing is the guys that ran the conditioning test, every one of them, the guys that ran it, passed it, which that's a good start. So I feel we got off on the right foot there. We still, we got a long way to go as far as, you know, getting used to our practice tempo and how we do things, but so far I think we started off okay.
Just got to take it a day by day. It's a long haul training camp, and you know, it's just try to improve every day and get better. And it kind of feels like everybody's first training camp, because we're putting a new system and doing things a bit differently this year.
I've picked up the first day install real good. Didn't really have any mental errors, you know, in the plays that I had. But at the same time, you know, there's still a lot to learn. I'm pretty sure I will make mistakes. But, you know, the thing is, you know, not have many. So I'm picking up everything pretty well so far. I'm pretty sure a lot more will be thrown at us as the days go on. And, you know, I'll be, you know, ready to take it all in and try to get it all down.
The atmosphere out here seems more intense than in past years. Do you sense that?
Yeah, I like it. I think it's something that was very, very much needed. I enjoy it. You know, I like to see Coach O'Brien like that. I think it, you know, just keeps the intensity of practice up.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans training camp today, but don't go away. Plenty more to come, including a one-on-one with linebacker Whitney Mercilus. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans training camp today. One of the more intriguing storylines as we head into training camp, of course, this is our first day, is watching the linebackers. This guy right here, Whitney Mercilus, third training camp. A little hot out here today. No surprise, though, but give us your overall impression so far on this first day.
First of all, I don't think it's that hot out here. But, overall on first day, it was pretty good. Could have got a lot better. Kind of a little bit sluggish in between the practice. So we got to be able to, pick that up. Some guys went down today. Unfortunately, that's part of training camp. And other guys just got to step up being later.
You got a taste of it in OTAs, this new coaching staff, kind of how things are done a little bit differently. Differences really from previous years for you. What are you seeing out here? What do you like? Tempo, just kind of the whole bit.
Okay. Pretty much, we got a taste of them, in OTAs, minicamps and all that. Love it. Love the atmosphere that they're bringing to us pretty much this year. And, it's high tempo. It's fast. Everybody's sprinting to each drill. And pretty much Bill O'Brien has just been making sure that we're well-conditioned, because that's one of the biggest parts, during season. And that's what he's trying to incorporate throughout every single practice, every single period.
Well, of course, I mentioned linebacking core, one of the storylines that we're following. This is an intriguing unit, a little bit different this year. Some guys moving to different positions. Of course, Brian Cushing back. You throw Clowney in the mix. And it's really important from what we understand that you guys not only know your own job, but what everybody else is doing and really work together as a unit.
Yeah, we got to be able to function as a cohesive unit, especially the linebacker core. That's one thing that Bill O'Brien touched on, that we have to have leaders within, our group. To actually step up and rally us together. Linebackers, we've got to be able to, handle our job, understand the plays, understand the formations and things like that. So, just have those pieces there. So I, myself, and everybody else in the linebacker room, it's going to be good.
What about for you personally? I mean, improvements, we've seen great things from you each and every year, getting a little bit better. But this is kind of a year I know expectations are higher, not only from the outside, but from yourself. You're looking for this to kind of be that turn-the-corner season for you, aren't you?
Pretty much I'm not really looking ahead, but I'm just trying to perfect my craft, each and every day, and just to be the best on every single play that I'm out there. And eventually, hopefully that turns out to be good. It's just playing. It's just pretty much just being accountable to my teammates and just being able to be that best, the best player that I can be for my teammates, and everything will fall in place.
All right, thanks so much. We have to take a time out here on Texans training camp today, but don't go away. When we come back, I will be back with the voice, Mark Vandermeer. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans training camp today. Mark, you heard my interview with Whitney Mercilus, and it was interesting after practice to see linebacker coach Mike Vrabel out there running sprints with the linebackers.
Well, he looks like he can still play. He's one of those guys who looks like he wants to play, actually, Patty, and I think that his position group really appreciates his intensity out here. I mean, the guy was a tremendous football player for Romeo Crennel and the New England Patriots and eventually Kansas City and all of that. But, I really like what I see in that linebacking core with Akeem Dent. Remember, practicing for basically the first time as a Houston Texan since being acquired in the trade with Atlanta for T.J. Yates. You see Tyson Klebo out here for the first time, giving them strength and depth at the tackle position. Longtime veteran. It's got great familiarity with various members of the staff. So I liked seeing that kind of thing. New blood in here, but man, there's a lot of work to do. Bill O'Brien, though, likes what he sees so far. He just knows that there's a lot of water that has to flow under the bridge.
So I think we're a team right now in no pads that's in pretty good condition. Now, when the pads go on, that's a little bit different. We'll see where we are there. We're working through making sure that these guys understand what it takes to grind through a training camp practice. I would say we were intense today, we were competitive, but we weren't as sharp as we need to be. So we're going to continue to work on that as a football team. But yes, it's a process of getting them in condition. They're already in condition, but getting them in contact condition, playing condition, being able to play with full pads on. And then it's a process of making sure that they grind through and they're sharp all the way through a practice. And that's what we're working towards right now.
So day one in the books, of course, conditioning, usually the main factor early on in training camp. But I know a schedule has been implemented and things will start ramping up.
Oh, yeah, Patty. Day three, they'll be in pads and we'll see. Coach O'Brien said it. We'll see what kind of shape they're in when they get into pads. You see that full contact. You start to see what the safeties can do. These position groups, remember, when you're in shorts, you don't really get the ultimate idea of what football is all about. So they want to further evaluate how these guys are going to do, and then eventually we'll get to the first preseason game. But man, a long way to go and a lot of heat to bear before you get to that.
And we will be bearing the heat with you each and every night right here on Texans Training Camp today on Fox Sports Southwest. So enjoy the rest of your evening, and we will be back and see you tomorrow.